Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for joining us for tonight's performance. This is not King George. Tonight, in the role of J. Dot Kerr, will be former Secretary of State John Kerry, and playing the role of Joe Biden, the President of the United States.
How does Biden, questionably elected, ballot-harvested president, somehow not imprison his enemy, DJ Trump, despise from the beginning, just to ruin me and my climate gig? I want my private plane just to fly in, my plane just to fly in, my plane just to fly in. You've kept me from my private plane to fly in for the last time. Dear POTUS Biden, I am slow to anger, but I toe the line. As I reckon with the effects of your life on mine, I look back where I failed, and in every place that I checked, the common thread, my own actions suspect. Now you call me the czar, not a cabinet head. Teresa told me I'd hate this job and be better off dead. It's a dishonor to be your obedient servant, J. Dot Kerr.
Mr. Climate Guru, I am not the reason no one trusts you. I will not equivocate on my opinion. I have always worn it on my sleeve. Even if I said what you think I said, you would have to remind me in the morning, for I haven't had my afternoon ice cream jello salad yet.
Great googly.
Hey, I have nothing shy. I am just a guy in the public eye, trying to do my best for little Hunter. I don't want to run again, but Newsom says he won't jump in. It's a dishonor to be your obedient servant, Joe Biden.
Careful how you proceed, good man. Intemperate indeed, good man. Answer for the accusations I lay at your feet, or prepare to bleed, good man.
Her, your grievance is legitimate. I stand by what I said, every bit of it. You stand only for yourself, it's what you do. I can't apologize because it's true.
Then run, Chief Commander. Iowa, guns, votes drawn.
You're on.
It's a dishonor to be your obedient servant,
Joe Biden.
J. Dot Kerr.
Even though it's my least favorite thing on, it's a bad challenge.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, an update from Decision 24, as all eyes are on New Hampshire. John Kerry and Joe Biden's debut on Broadway. Sketch comedy from rapper Hi-Rez and John B. Crist. The City of Light in the New Music Spotlight. An officer of the British Empire stops by. And a lovely lady named Laura. All tonight. And now, from Times Square, where landlords are eager to show the prospective tenants units with mice. Because that means the units don't have rats. Since they can't coexist. Anyway, here's
I'm not exactly sure that that's science that Mr. Pipes. David, where'd you get that from? Overheard New York? No, they're funny, but that doesn't mean that mice and rats can't actually coexist. It means that somebody says that to tenants to justify the mice being there. That's what I thought. Okay. Well, now that it's explained, I just want to make sure people understand. And how about that cold open tonight? John Kerry and Joe Biden debuting on Broadway. You know what all that's about, right? You probably don't. Because everything has been, all of the news oxygen has been how close Nikki Haley's going to make New Hampshire on Tuesday. But bad news, late on Friday, new poll came out, showed that the president's lead had expanded in New Hampshire. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think Mr. Trump's going to win, and I think he's going to win not in the same margin that he did in Iowa, but I think it's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to do okay. And all he has to do is win, because then I will have been correct. Iowa and New Hampshire, two of the four. I said he's going to win all four in a row. He'll have the first two under his belt. And there's not even another candidate listed on the Nevada ballot. Did you know this? On the Nevada ballot, for their caucus, it's Trump and DeSantis, and it's like Trump by 78 points, and DeSantis has like 22. It's embarrassing how lopsided it is out there. And then after Nevada, it comes back to South Carolina, where Nikki Haley, other bad news tonight, is currently third. And that was the state she was a two-term governor of, and she's in third place. Anyway, just a little hint, if you listen or watch the Mike Gallagher Show weekdays, you'll learn a lot about South Carolina because his special correspondent, Joey Hudson, well, first of all, he was an amazing morning man for the northern portion of South Carolina, but he knows what the score is down there, and he can tell you why Nikki Haley's not doing so well. But to the subject of our cold open tonight, Mr. Kerry is cross with Mr. Biden these days. Do you know why? Because he's stepping down. John Kerry's having to step down. You know why? Because the Republicans in Congress have finally gotten a little, they've been sniffing it out. They finally got a whiff of what he's been doing over there in the climate offices, and it hasn't been pleasant. As the climate czar, so let me just give you the details here. As the climate czar, which has never even been a thing until Joe Biden came into office, he's not a cabinet secretary. We've had established cabinet divisions in the government for a while, but the climate czar was a newly created, just off the top of my head. I'm just going to imagine a new position, call it the climate czar. Boom. There you got it. But he has been given on average about $16.7 million annually to operate his office, $16.7 million to operate the office of the climate czar. Now, what exactly the climate czar does, I still am in the dark on. Is it something that we're supposed to be aware of? Because I don't know what he does. You know, I know that he ends up at these places in other countries where they dog America the whole time he's there, and they say things like, well, if those Americans wouldn't drive their big, you know, four-wheel drive SUVs, then the climate might not be burning to a crisp, which it's not, but that's a different subject. But as the climate czar, he's supposed to be in some way making America's case for the rest of the world to get off of our case or something. And instead, he's over there.
Well, I'm John Kerry, and I believe Teresa and I, making our ketchup and mustard, believe that we need to be more caring and empathetic about the world around us.
But he doesn't come back with any concrete ideas. Now, I told you he's budgeted $16.7 million annually to run his office, of which I think it's him and a secretary or two.
Hey, how are you?
But out of that, somehow from $16.7 million, he has now promised to spend $1 billion on new green climate initiatives. Now, $1 billion is a little bit more than $16.7 million. And I don't know where the authorization has come, but James Comer is bringing this up in the hearings, and they're saying, well, maybe we should look at the Office of the Climate Czar. Maybe the Office of the Climate Czar is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Maybe it's spending a little more money than it's supposed to be spending. I mean, it sounds possible. It sounds theoretically conceivable. But $1 billion to argue that we got to, you know, fight the climate when you're only allocated $16.7 million. I don't even know where that's going. I'd like a further explanation, an honest explanation of what that's been spent on. Because, you know, he's been taking his private jet. You know, this is the irony. He tells you and me to put on snow boots and walk to work or ride our bicycle or do something renewable. You know, buy an electric car that none of us can afford, you know, that kind of thing. That's what we're supposed to do. But what does he get to do? Oh, he gets to fly the private jet.
I'm John Kerry. I deserve to fly the private jet. Me and the ketchup queen, we need to go where we need to go. We're very important people.
And the carbon footprint for what he does with that is way off the mark for any average American. Well, they're looking into it, and they may not let him do it much longer. So he's out. He wants out, but he's ticked at Biden for not defending him and all the rest of it. So that's what that was. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Big show. Laura Trump is next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone who has a very vested interest in what happens in 2024 at the ballot box. And it's not just because her last name is Trump. It's because she's a mom raising kids in a world that is increasingly more confused and always on the edge of something terrible happening. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Laura Trump.
I appreciate it.
It's good to have you with us. We are in the midst of the campaign cycle now. Iowa was just this last Monday, and of course New Hampshire is just straight ahead of us. You guys have been at this for the last 4 years. You've watched what's happened with Joe Biden and not the moderate centrist Democrats that he claimed he was going to be, but the far left extremist progressives that he's catered to these 4 years. Not as a Trump, not as someone who is in the public eye, not as someone who played with the idea of running for Senate or any of that. Just as mom, Laura Trump, what is your concern about 2024?
Well, this is the make or break year, honestly. And I don't say that in a hyperbolic way, Kevin. I really believe that if we don't get this right, this election, November 5th of this year, because we're in it, we're in campaign mode, as you said, Iowa, New Hampshire, and then after that, it's just, I mean, all the way to November 5th, it's going to get crazy. I don't know that we have the same country on the other side of it. I mean, heck, you look around over the past 3 years, and it truly feels like our country has changed so drastically that I think a lot of us really look around and we don't even recognize this as the United States of America in a lot of respects. And as you alluded to, I am a mom. I'm a mom of two kids. I have a son who's 6 and a daughter who's 4. My kids are in kindergarten and pre-K, so they're very young. But I am incredibly concerned as I look around out there about the manipulation of an entire generation of kids, the way that our kids are, first of all, being taught to hate this country instead of loving this country, being taught that this is a racist, bad country as a whole, and being taught that you could wake up tomorrow and heck, if you decide you're another gender, that's no problem. There's hormone blockers you can take and, oh, here's some surgeries that will also, you know, change your body in ways you can never turn back from. And it is incredibly frightening to see what they are doing to our children. It's why I encourage every parent out there, get involved, pay attention, know for whom you are voting and know what these people stand for. If their values do not align with yours, then do not vote for them. Get involved yourself. Run for school board. But I really do believe that if the Democrats maintain control of the White House, and I got to tell you, Kevin, I don't think it'll be Joe Biden. God bless him. I don't believe he will make it to November 5th as the candidate on the Democrat side. But whoever it is they run, this country will cease to exist as the United States that we have always known and loved. We have to do this right in 2024.
I think one of the more optimum scenarios for the Democrats is to run Joe, but to put whoever they really think they want to have in office as his VP. And then that person doesn't have to be voted for because he just resigns and then they just assume the office. We're speaking with Laura Trump and Laura, we are very, very just a few days away from the closing arguments from your father-in-law's appearance in the civil case with Letitia James in New York State, where I broadcast from. I've never seen a more collective case of Keystone cops and clowns than what Judge Ergonon and Letitia James brought to that courtroom. But it wasn't just because it was a waste of taxpayer time and money that I'm offended by it. They dragged your husband. They dragged Don Jr. They dragged Ivanka into the courtroom. They had them answer questions. And then in this world of freedom that we consider, you know, important because of a thing called due process, they tried to ban your father-in-law, 45, from being allowed to have a closing statement on his own behalf. Now, he kind of defied the order and went through with it, and I'm glad that he did all of that. But what does that tell you about what is supposed to be the most objective justice system on planet Earth?
I mean, it's a very fragile thing, you know, freedom and what we call the United States of America. And the truth is, you can't look around and see, especially what they have done to my father-in-law in many different places, New York, of course, being one of them, and not believe that the justice system has been weaponized against political opponents, because that's exactly, Kevin, what this is. There was no damage in this case. There was no injured party in this case. Not a single bank complained about anything. They got all their money back and some.
Little secret here. All the banks testified on your father-in-law's behalf.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They did their own due diligence. They are not going to take somebody's word for anything. They have their own process.
So you're telling me Mar-a-Lago is actually worth more than $17 million?
It's shocking. I know. A huge property like that. It's embarrassing that these people think Americans are that stupid. Clearly, this is election interference. Clearly, they have violated really just the sanctity of who we are as Americans and what we are supposed to stand for in this country with this insane lawsuit. It is crazy to see Letitia James, who is a politician. Let's call her what she is.
Correct.
She's not an attorney general.
Who campaigned off your father-in-law.
Right. This is not an unbiased individual. This is a person whose sole mission, and she told you every campaign stump speech she had, was to take down Donald Trump, to take down the Trump Organization, to go after him, to make his life a living hell. And here we are, and we are seeing it come to fruition. It is a very scary thing to see this happen in the United States of America. And if for no other reason than that, than to rectify the wrongs that have been done and to maintain some semblance of trust in our judicial system,
yeah.
I hope the people of this country see what's going on, and I hope they wholeheartedly go out and vote for Donald Trump as the 47th president.
It'll be interesting to see where that all goes, because I do think that regardless of the outcome in New York, should it be negative, I think that on appeal, it gets jackknifed in the
right
direction. And we can only hope for that to be the case. We're speaking with Laura Trump, who is very much on board with keeping America in the sights of American politicians. America First is not a theory, it's an actual principle, and that's what we're talking about here. Laura, let me ask you this, and this is not in any means a criticism of your husband, not at all. But in the 2020 cycle, this was about maybe 2 weeks before the general election, he was on the show. And since I've been doing this a really long time, and I'm a really old dude, I asked him, remembering in the back of my mind the George W. Bush, Al Gore hijinks and what was going on there. Mm-hmm. And I felt all through that election cycle that there were people planning on doing destructive things, especially on election night, especially if it was close. And I didn't want it to be close, and I wanted it to be something. But we didn't have any idea what COVID had really done to the election process. We found out afterwards, and we've seen it in the aftermath, how they changed the rules and so forth. She is Laura Trump. She's got a podcast. In fact, she's a new member of the Salem Media Group, and we're very excited to have her here as part of that family as well. We'll come right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back from New York. Laura Trump is my very special guest. And, Laura, we've learned some things since the 2020 election cycle. What have we learned, and are we ready to fight for election integrity in 2024 from where you sit?
Yeah, well, I was going to say hindsight is 2020, not to use the 2020 again, but it really is.
No pun intended.
No pun intended there. Look, the reality is we all have learned so much. I mean, the country as a whole has learned so much. But I think the Republican Party, and certainly as a campaign, the Trump campaign has learned a lot. And you're right. I mean, we didn't know what we were in for really in 2020. Why you would need ballots in suitcases, I'm not sure. All the mail-in voting, all the hijinks, as you just put it. Certainly caught us off guard. I will be very honest. There was a lot more that we should have been prepared for. This time around, I can guarantee you we are prepared. And we are prepared in many different ways. The truth is, if you look at the Republican Party as a whole, we have never fought the same way and done elections in quite the same way in recent history as the Democrats. They get down in the dirt. We know how they do it. And unfortunately, we've always felt as a party like, oh, we're above that. We can't. No, we have to play the same game the Democrats are playing, or we will continue to lose. So that is why we have one of the largest ballot harvesting operations across this country. Everywhere it is legal, I will say that. Sometimes I'm like, how they do it on the other side. Everywhere it is legal, we are ballot harvesting in this country. We want people at every single polling location across America, and we want them on rotation so that not a single thing is missed. If you want to volunteer, you can go to DonaldJTrump.com/volunteer. We want you as a poll watcher. We want you knocking doors. We cannot leave anything to chance in 2024 because you see the results. If you do. And the truth is, we've got to win by such a big margin. It doesn't matter how many 3 a.m. dumps they have. Doesn't matter how many ballots and suitcases they have. Donald Trump will be named as the 47th president.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So for a few election cycles, I had been doing prediction maps where I would pick who I thought would win which state and how it would work out. And since George W. Bush, the second term, I had gotten it fairly correct. In fact, I was the first person, I don't say this to my credit, I didn't want him to become president, but 2 years before Barack Obama became president, I predicted that he would be, and I based it on 5 indicators, and I said, if he hits 3 of the 5, he wins, and he got 4 of the 5, so he won. Rush Limbaugh read it on his show, is big deal, but the point is I try to pay attention to these markers that are taking place in the culture at large. And I was very concerned in 2020. The strength of your father-in-law was that he had never been a politician. And he didn't care about being a politician. And people loved him for not being a politician. And the Achilles heel in 2020 was that the Trump campaign had not been in politics to know the kind of the bare-fistedness that was going to be leveled at them. So we have a chance to fix that this time. And that's what my hope is. Let me ask you on a personal level, there's so much that's going wrong in the country, from national defense to energy policy to, as you already mentioned, the gender theory stuff in schools. You know, across the board, there are all these things that voters can and should be worried about. I'm just curious, not in your life as a Trump or as a celebrity or as a former beauty queen or anything like that, just as an everyday mom talking to the people in your neighborhood, that kind of thing. What's on people's minds this election cycle?
It's the economy. There are no two ways about it. I mean, the truth is you can't look around and say anyone is better off now than they were when Donald Trump was in office. And whenever it hits people's bottom line, when it hits their pocketbooks, when they talk about the jobs, the Biden administration loves to talk about all the jobs, it's because people are having to work 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet right now. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Of course, like no one's falling for it, but it really boils down to the economy. And when people cannot maintain the same quality of life that they had 4 years ago, they have to make a change. And I do believe that it is on everyone's minds. Look, you talk about the energy policy. I would say the first move that Joe Biden made as president of the United States, of course, his first executive order, was shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline that caused gas prices to go up. It enriched Russia. It enriched Iran. It allowed Russia to invade Ukraine. It allowed Iran to fund Hamas, who obviously has caused all these horrific situations in Israel now. The snowball effect of bad decisions by one person, Joe Biden, has caused hell across not just this country, but around the entire world. And people feel it, and they know they have to make a change.
DonaldJTrump.com if you want to volunteer and get involved. Laura, thank you so much. Best wishes to Eric and the entire family.
Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. She changed that dial.
Or not. We'll be right back. That's Kevin.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is quite familiar with the entire electoral process as he is the former strategic advisor to the Trump-Pence campaign. And someone that was part of the President Trump administration previously. He is still fighting for policies now that will help put America first in many different ways. But in his own capacity, he joins us now to discuss what lies ahead on the campaign trail for Decision 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and please welcome Mr. Mark Lauder. Hello, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You're normally just with me by way of disembodied voice on the phone. Glad to get you on camera this week. Hey, I wrote at townhall.com about 6, maybe 8 weeks ago now that Trump was going to
cannon blast himself out of Iowa. He's going to win a big win in New Hampshire. He's going to go to Nevada and absolutely make everyone else forget there's any other candidate in the race there. And then he's going to come back to South Carolina and bring it home and be the presumptive nominee after the first four races. So far, I'm 25% right on my prediction. This week, we did see the kickoff to the primary cycle. People actually had a chance to get out and cast their votes. Do you anticipate more of the same in the weeks to come?
I do. I don't see any path forward for any of the candidates who are not named Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis is in single digits in New Hampshire right now ahead of Tuesday's primary election. Nikki Haley right now, it looks like about 15 points back to Donald Trump. But still, that's a loss. And then off to Nevada, where Donald Trump is up 60%.
Yeah.
And then to South Carolina, where Ron DeSantis is 40 points behind Donald Trump right now. Nikki Haley is 30 points behind Donald Trump.
It's really astounding. It's really astounding that as a two-term governor who had a very good record for the voters of South Carolina, that she's as far behind the president as possible. But I think that speaks to something. And, oh, by the way, the New Hampshire numbers, I just want to make sure my people understand. The numbers that Mark just gave you don't take into account the fact that that 5-7% that Ramaswamy was drawing will likely all fall into Trump's column as well. So there'll probably be some new poll before Tuesday that'll explain this a little bit. But at the end of the day, his lead is big in all of the states to come, and even in the ones where CNN's working so hard to try to make Nikki Haley look like she's almost going to come close. I don't think it's going to be that close. But let me ask you about that. Going back to South Carolina for a second. Her home state, she had a great record. In Florida, Ron DeSantis has a great record. But the voters of those states want Trump to be the nominee, at least according to how they're responding in polls right now. We'll find out when the actual votes get cast. Why is that, Mark? What is it about the president's policy, personality, timing that the voters are saying it's him and it's him now?
Well, I think the things that you have to win the nomination, and this is probably true of either party, and then ultimately to win the White House, you have to be the right person with the right message at the right time. And so, you know, people like Nikki Haley, people like Ron DeSantis as governors, but are you connecting with the right message? And right now the voters, especially Republican primary voters, want someone who will fight for them, want someone who will go out there, pull no punches, not turn the other cheek when the left and the media, tries to swat you upside the head, and will punch back even harder. And so that's why I think Donald Trump has been able to connect in 2016, in 2020, and now again in 2024. He's that fighter. And I don't think people are really quite done with it. When we get to 28, we'll have to find someone else. But today they're not done with it.
As a strategic communications advisor to both Trump and to the former vice president, you were able to be in rooms with them at times where you saw things that the general public didn't see. The former president came out and gave what I thought was a very measured celebratory win speech in Iowa that was even conciliatory, I felt, in its tone towards Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Is he already building the coalition for the general election?
Absolutely. I think that's what that entire speech was. That was a speech of let's come together as a party, but let's also come together as a country to deal with the policy disasters that are Joe Biden, whether it's the economy, inflation, immigration, wars raging in the Middle East and Europe. I mean, you name the policy, we are worse off because of Joe Biden. And so I think the polls have already started to show it. You're seeing a lot of people who were traditional Democrat voters or fall into traditional Democrat voting blocks are now fleeing the Democrat Party. I saw in Gallup earlier this week that self-identification as a Democrat is at the lowest point it's ever been since they started measuring it. And that's because of Joe Biden. So when
Biden's personal approvals are the lowest in 15 years of the presidency.
Right. And so when people are starting to look at that, they don't like the results. Many people have buyer's remorse. And if you just want to go out and just run, roughshod over those Democrats, you're going to drive them back into their home base. But if you're welcoming them, if you talk about the policy results, things they already know, they might not remember it as well as maybe some Republicans. But come on board. We don't need you to wear a MAGA hat today. pull the lever, and we'll get you the hat down the road.
Well, it's so funny because I just guested on somebody's podcast this last week, Carol Markowitz, who writes for the New York Post, and she was asking me in a largely non-political podcast, she was asking me about the country. And I said, if there was a way to scrap all of the labels off of everything and you were able to just talk about ideas, do you think most Americans would say it's a good idea to let a lot of military-aged young men come across our southern border when we don't know who they are? And without any political connection to a party, I think you'd get about a 99% response that says, no, that's a bad idea. I think if you said to the American people, do you think that when people go to work every day and they're working long hours and sometimes multiple jobs, what amount of money for the government to take from them is the right amount? I bet you're going to get close to zero on most responses, again, without any labels or connections to parties or anything else.
No, you're absolutely right, Kevin. In fact, in my day job, when I'm with the America First Policy Institute, we have done that poll testing on all of the major issues, the major policy pillars that the America First movement is built around, and it's 70%, 80% approval because there's no political labels attached to it.
Well, it's going to be a fun, exciting race between now and November, Mark. We count on talking to you a lot during that time. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
It's become one of the best loved songs in all of Christendom. City of Light, Kristen Getty, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, and my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fear is stilled, when striving ceases. My comforter, my all in all.
City of Light next hour on New Music Spotlight. Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.